This is 88.5 FM, and we have another live session to grace our stage here at the studio. It's the Rails that have stopped by. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
And if you're new to the Rails, it is Cammy Thompson, daughter of Richard and Linda Thompson, Fairport Convention fame.
The epithet I cannot shake. Yep.
And for better or for worse. And James Wilburn. Wallborn. I was wondering if it was like a Melbourne thing, if I should shorten it,
no,
Australian style.
Wellborn.
All right. Pretenders, Ray Davis, his band Sunvolt, played with so many people, now together as the Rails for these past several years. And also, you liked it so much, you bought the company. You're married.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. thank you. I think
First of all, I want to say this: the new album "Cancel the Sun" is out now. You can pick that up, and we're going to have samples of it. Why don't we just start with that right off the bat here? Not make people wait.
Great,
and have you sing for us right away. What's the first song that we're going to hear? This is off the new album.
We're going to play a song called "Mossy Well" for you.
All right, "Mossy Well." This is the Rails live on 88.5 FM.
Thank you.
88.5 FM with the Rails live in studio. The harmonies are just astounding. It's did you when the two of you came together, did you were you taken by that immediately, how well you harmonized together, or is it
it was pretty instant, really, wasn't it, where we sort of met, and I think we met at a
We're English, so we met at a pub and made out.
What to say about that?
It's the prescribed method of courting in our homeland.
And I think we might have played something the night we met. I don't know. It was very hazy.
We were drunk. There were guitars in our living room.
I've read. I've done some snooping. It was on an album of your mom's, a Linda Thompson record, mm-hmm. where you were coming in as a session musician. Is that correct? And you were both playing as session musicians on it?
Yeah. I think James is, or I was leaving as James walked in, or vice versa. But that was a good 10 plus years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh, more than that. That was like 2007, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Our paths didn't cross again for some years, but that was our initial introduction.
Nice. Yeah. Let me ask about that briefly, and I have a question for you in just a second, James, that's mm-hmm. Sort of similar. Your family's musicality is pretty well known. Fairport Convention with your mom and dad, and your brother Teddy, also a musician. I can imagine ways that has helped you, and also ways that's been a pain. Do any of those pop to mind?
Yeah, I mean, they are a pain. They're my parents. there's no getting around that. It's funny. We seem to get it. So I didn't grow up with them. So it's actually not. It's a funny one for me because I didn't grow up with them. I moved in with my mother for the first time when I was 15, mm-hmm. And my father and her separated when she was pregnant with me. So if anything, it doesn't feel relevant to my life. I like them both very much as people,
right.
But I didn't listen to their music till I was a lot older, probably late teens, early 20s. I sort of listened to a bit. I would see my father play. If I'd go and see him during a summer holiday for a sort of prescribed visit, I'd watch him play at a festival. But I didn't grow up with him, so it's a weird one for me.
It's actually funny too to me when I hear you sing. I had him into another studio at another place 20 years ago for Mock Tutor, and the phrasing, your accent, feels like it comes from the same place. Maybe that's my imagination. I mean, that's what I want to hear. James, as a session musician, working, you know, being a mm-hmm. hired gun on so many different things, with diverse artists, do you feel you ever have a hard time crystallizing your sound, quote unquote, or do people call you in because they want that James Walborn vibe?
Well, it's a bit of a, I don't really think of myself as a session musician, playing it just because really I've just done things that I've always wanted to do. Like, I just, you know, if Ray Davies calls or someone like, I'm there in a shot, you know, and sure. The Pogues, yeah. But they're, you know, the Pogues are like friends. Spider was a big friend of mine before. Martin Chambers was a friend of mine before the Pretenders. So I've picked them out. There's a lot of stuff I really haven't done.
There's a lot of mainstream things I know about that he's been offered and asked that he just wouldn't.
So yeah. I always just did. I always felt then everyone made me feel part of the band. It never felt like I was sort of doing it
right.
So it's a bit of a session. You know, I would love to get up and go to the studio in the morning and earn thousands of pounds, but that just doesn't happen. That's a myth. That doesn't happen anymore in London anyway. So, but no, I didn't. I've always been working on my own thing.
Right.
And it just happened that all these people I got to play with were just, you know, were great. It was I've been very lucky.
And they all seem to have a little bit of a grit to them, you know, like people that don't suffer fools gladly.
No, that's, yeah. But no one did their music, you know, their music's the same, you know. The Pogues and all that.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a thrill.
Well, this album is what we're hearing of it already. It just came out a couple weeks ago. Cancel the Sun is the name of it. You can buy it now. We've got the Rails in session, and since they're here, maybe we can get you to play the song that we've been playing for the past month. Call Me When It All Goes Wrong. Quickly, is there a story behind this, or is it just one of those songs that came to you and you had fun with?
It's definitely one that sort of popped out and was fun.
It was over like a...
It's one of those lines, you know, that popped out in conversation talking about someone else's current life situation. the summation of which was, call us when it all goes wrong.
Definitely a song in that.
And off we toodled to pen it. So, it's about it's kind of about being on the outside of a relationship and waiting for it to all blow up.
Nice, taking pot shots at it. I love it. Let's have it then. This is Call Me When It All Goes Wrong, The Rails on 88.5 FM. The song is Call Me When It All Goes Wrong. This is The Rails in a live session with us here at 88.5 FM. I've got Cammy and James from the band here. I read that you guys said that this new album, quote, captures where we are perfectly and points to the future. What is it about this that's a better calling card than the stuff you've done before?
I think, as you say, crystallizing your own sound and everything, I think we're far more comfortable with what we've made here than before. The first one was like a folk record, which, you know, we loved and we did it.
But, sure.
And the second one moved into more sort of electric guitar territory and a band vibe, a bit heavier. And then this one sort of branched out even more, I think. And so we've got you know, two electric guitars, bass, drums.
Yeah.
And things like the song like Cancel the Sun, we put Mellotron on it, and we've just experimented more and didn't feel confined by having to do everything live and put a fiddle on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We sort of went and put a synthesizer on it, and we wrote for that in a different way too.
Well, it feels like maybe you get to a point where you have to know the rules before you can break them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're to the point where it's like, I'm going to bring I'll bring a chord in here and do whatever I want at this point, and it'll right.
I think that we've said it before, like the shackles came off a little bit and we just thought,
It feels like more of a pop record to us. You know, that's what we love is, and by pop, you know, I mean like the Kinks and the Beatles and stuff, you know, that was pop music. It's not, I'm not talking about Kylie Minogue. You know, love her though, I do. I just think we wanted to make a record we'd really enjoy making and playing And I think we did that.
Some of it's loud, some of it's quiet, and some of it's experimental, psychedelic. I mean, not that experimental, but I mean, you know, it's definitely a different. We've gone in a different direction.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for your third song?
We are going to play a song called Ball and Chain.
All right. We're going to hear another song here from The Rails. It's 88.5 FM in a live session. Take it away. Ball and Chain from The Rails on 88.5 FM. That's the most rocking one of the three.
Yeah.
Has to be fun. You've only had a few chances now touring to play these songs. And you're, by the way, people should know, you're here. You just came out here basically just to see us.
Yeah.
We did. We've heard all about you, you see. We love radio. And we want
the LA dates, are next year, probably in the early part of the year. And you're going on European tour. So thanks for making time to fit this in. But you've played it a few times out, the songs from this album. Is it really gratifying? Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's what you really look forward to doing in that hinterland between recording and the record coming out. You know, that's the next thing that you enjoy. So it's been a lot of fun for us, and we love being out playing with the band. You know, we spend a lot of time together. It's nice when there's other people around. Helps diffuse
to talk to.
Yeah.
Final question, Cammy, and I'll ask the same thing of you in a second, James. What do you think you'd be doing if it weren't for music? What other things, what would we find you in an alternate universe with sliding doors? Where would you be and what would you be doing, do you think?
This sounds like the sort of stock response of girls on T Tinder or something, but it's I would genuinely have a farm animal rescue if I had limitless money. Nice. That is what I would. I'd have an animal sanctuary.
That's for, you have animals now.
Well, we only have a couple of cats, but because we travel a lot and, right. You know, don't
and we
have
live a, in a pretty tiny
live
flat.
In a tiny flat. But yeah, I would love to rescue.
Cats can take care of themselves for a couple of days.
I would rescue abused animals.
Nice. That's very commendable. What about you, James?
You know what? I've never, ever thought of doing anything else.
James, that's not true. You would have a coffee shop.
Oh, I'd have a coffee shop. That's true. I'd have a really tiny coffee shop somewhere in Muswell Hill.
You can make you can make $20 smoothies on the side.
Yeah. Like I think I'd be good at that, though.
An Erewhon.
I think I could do that. It's about I could stretch to making a coffee.
Yeah. Don't know. What are the hours?
I don't know. But, you know, we'll see. I might be awful at it, but I think I could. I've got a feeling.
This could yet happen. This time, you know.
Retirement plans. Decades down the line.
Cortado or what would you like?
I have an Americano, a little bit green.
Okay. Sorry, we don't have that.
Future barista and current musician James Walborn and Cammie Thompson. They're the rails. We'll look forward to a date in the new year.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
But in the meantime, go out and buy the new album. It's Cancel the Sun. You can buy it wherever you get music. Thanks, the rails. Thanks for stopping by 88.5 FM.
Thank you so much for having us.